Happy Friday. This is Ozarks at Large, a new collaboration between songwriter Dylan Earle, who's from around here, and Judy Blank, who's from the Netherlands, has just been released. The video for Never Said a Word was released June 18th on YouTube. They co-wrote the song during a 2019 songwriters retreat in Northwest Arkansas, hosted by House of Songs. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis recently reached the pair via Zoom from the UK to talk about the new song. Judy says she didn't know of Dylan before they met in September 2019, when they were put into the same house with other songwriters from around the world to write two new songs a day.
Our song was the last that had to be written.
Yeah, so, we were the last pairing of the week.
But we, that meant that we were already kind of friends before we wrote the song.
Yeah,
and that's what did the trick, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's so cool. Obviously, I live in Fayetteville there, and getting to be a part of that retreat was great. I was the only local up there, and everybody else, I guess the only other American was Jonathan Terrell from Austin, and Judy here is from the Netherlands, and there was several of the UK artists, and Canadian, Brandy Zidane. I don't know, that week just started out special because, you know, when we're doing this, our work, we're always just so used to writing alone. And honestly, I hadn't really had a whole lot of experience co-writing, so I was a little intimidated. But we all kind of met at the House of Songs up there in Bentonville, and Judy and I became friends through that, and then started really looking forward to our session towards the end of the week. And
you never knew when your session was going to be. So you
that's
never
true.
Like every morning you heard who you were going to be teamed up with, and it was always a surprise. You had no idea, but ours just happened to be the last one.
Yeah, it happened to be the last one, and maybe it also helped that we had been through a whole week and we had been kind of in gear, but. I don't know. I'll just say it was one of the most natural writing processes that I've ever done in my entire life. We wrote our first verse and chorus to it and realized we had something special. And then we were like, got to do the second chorus. And we're like, let's, you know how helpful it can be to go take a walk and move the blood a little bit. So we took a walk from the house into the Bentonville Square and just walked around the square once and walked back, and we had a second verse.
Yeah, we were writing it on our phone as we walked back. Yeah, and then we recorded the demo.
Yeah, I guess the next day at Haxton Road, I believe, something like that, we recorded at the demo. And I guess then they flew us out to Nashville to the Americana Fest, and we did our song a couple times together out there and kind of realized, I guess, we had something that was a little special.
Yeah, it was so awesome to hear the response from people.
So you recorded a demo here, but the actual finished version you recorded over there in the Netherlands, right?
Yeah, we did it at Electrosaur Studios in Judy's hometown, actually.
Yes, I'm from Utrecht, the Netherlands, which is about maybe 30 minutes from Amsterdam. There's a really cool studio owned by a friend of mine. His name is Pablo van der Poel, and he's in a really awesome band called The Wolf. And his big passion, besides being a total rock star, is recording music. So when I told him me and Dylan Earle were going to be in town and that we had this awesome song that we wanted recorded, he was in, like, the moment he heard about it. So Dylan came to the Netherlands. You stayed in my tiny place.
Yeah.
And we went into the studio. And then we found out that a few of the guys from Chatham County Line happened to be in town. They happened to have a weekend off in Utrecht. So we hit them up.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Chatham County Line's out of North Carolina. And we had seen them at the, because I guess a few weeks before we recorded in Utrecht, we had been in London for the Americana Fest UK. And Chatham County Line was there. And they'd been on tour with Judy Collins. And so I guess our paths kind of diverged from London and then met back up in Utrecht, and we just kind of saw on social media, like, I think those boys are here in town. And so we hollered at them, and sure enough, they showed up to the studio, and John laid down some fiddle on this track that's released. And then Judy and I, the day before we recorded all this, we wrote a B-side for it too that's going to be coming out later on in July. And those guys also played on that too, got keys and everything.
So when did y'all record this? This was pre-pandemic, right?
Yes. So we recorded this in February of 2020, and then the world became a little crazy.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to do with it because we didn't want to release it and be like, hey, here it is, have fun with it, without being able to record and to promote it right. And we weren't able to be together or play shows. So this is actually the first chance we had of releasing it.
Totally. Yeah, it was one of those special recording processes because it's the only time I've ever recorded live to tape without any headphones, and we performed it. It's a complete live performance. And so I think that also kind of lended itself to as pure as it sounds.
The first and the last time we almost kissed is the moment that I miss the most of all. Then I was young, wasn't ready for the one, always looking for some fun, and just like you, those days are gone. Maybe I was scared to lose a friend. I hate to say it now, but darling, in the end, it's you I believe in. Then we're deceived. You that I breathe in, us that I'm grieving. Since I choked on your eyes, we are both living lies. You took my breath, I never said a word.
I was your clown, way too proud to pin you down. So I wore a wedding gown, but not for you. It was the start of our lives grown apart, but your fingers are still wrapped around my lonesome little heart. Maybe I was scared to lose a friend. I hate to say it now, in the end, it's you I believe in. Then we're deceiving. You that I breathe in, us that I'm grieving. Since I choked on your eyes, we are both living lies. You took my breath, I never said a word.
Chances that we didn't take,
decisions that we didn't make,
we're just gonna have to leave.
But I can't live this way, 'cause it's you I believe in.
Then we're deceiving. You that I breathe in,
since I choked on your eyes, we are both living lies. You took my breath, I never said a word. You took my breath, I never said a word.
I guess we kind of knew we had this special thing, and all of a sudden the pandemic hits, and you know, I guess it was February 2020. And after we recorded it, I went and spent a little time in Germany, and then flew home. I guess it was March 11th, 2020, I got home. And then, of course, pandemic hits, and Judy and I just kind of, you know, we obviously kept in touch. We talk a lot, and we're like, what do we do with this song? Do we try to push it out? No, we don't want to just, like she said, we don't want to just put it out in the world while everyone's like, totally focused,
total
elsewhere.
Distress.
Right. Yeah,
wanting to know if we were able to make next Christmas, you know, because
exactly.
It was a hard time.
Yeah, that was it was a tough time, but we kind of kept our minds on it, kept talking about it, and then it kind of came up with this idea of this transatlantic video, and put together a video that's actually out today as well. That's it was filmed half in the Netherlands by Christian Canis and half in Arkansas by Nick Futch.
Was that challenging, putting together a video, you know, on opposite sides of the world?
Actually, it was kind of easy.
It was so easy. It's probably the easiest thing I've ever done. Because I remember waking up that day and being, like, naturally stressed because I had a music video shooting. And I remember Christian showing up to my house, and I go, well, I'm a little nervous because I have this, you know, we have to shoot a music video and it has to be great. And then he said, Judy, we only have to shoot half a music video today.
Yeah, it was kind of perfect because they shot half the video in Utrecht, did a simple edit of it, and sent it over to me and Nick Futch. And, you know, it was kind of nice, too, for us, too, because...
To have a reference point.
Yeah, we had a reference point. You know, they had an easier time shooting it because they could kind of dictate where it was going to go. They shot us half, sent it over half of it to us, and we just kind of had a reference point to work off of. And we also were like, oh, we only have to shoot half a video. This is great, you know? And then we did our shooting and sent it over. The only difficulty really with it was just making sure our frame rate was correct, just because our electricity runs on different, so that was kind of the only tough part about it, you know, is just figuring out the common denominator for the frame rates and whatnot. And yeah, it turned out just fine and shot it over them. And that was also super fun too, because then Nick and I just were kind of like, all right, I guess we'll just see the edit. And then Christian did such a good job whenever we saw the final that there was hardly any notes to change anything. It's like, holy crap, there it is.
Yeah, it was easy. Probably the easiest I've ever made a music video.
Same here. Conceptually, we would have thought this is going to be really, really difficult. And then it just turned out to be such a pleasant experience.
Now, this song, it sounds like classic country duets. You know, it makes me think of Tammy and George, Dolly and Kenny. Was there anyone or any sound y'all had in mind whenever you were putting this song together?
Not really, honestly. Like I was saying earlier, this song kind of, it came so naturally and easy that it just kind of wrote itself, and the feel just kind of became something between us, you know? And I think that's probably what a lot of those great duets that we hear of country gold past, that's kind of how they sound so pure and great, is because they happen naturally.
And because they're recorded live.
Yeah, it's a completely, you know, live recording, straight to tape. And so you can... You know, the emotion's there and the feel is there. You know, it's like sometimes when you record to a click, there's no feel in it. But this just was a complete, absolute, just me and Judy with a couple low lamps in a studio.
In a dungeon. Yeah, it was like in a dungeon.
Really crazy looking little studio off the canal. Yeah, it was cool. But yeah, there's been some folks that have commented, this has got a real George and Tammy feel. And We're pleased that that's obviously how people see it, but it really, honestly, there was no intention to emulate anything. It was just the only intention was to get this song out that we had created together.
Well, y'all are over there together right now. What are your plans for getting this out and promoting it? I mean, what have you got on the horizon?
Oh, goodness.
Well, so we came over here initially to play a festival called Black Deer Festival, and it's a really big leading Americana and country festival in Kent in the UK, but that got canceled on the day we arrived. Yep. But the cool thing is that the Americana community here in the UK has really supported us big time and got us all these gigs that now we have a whole tour coming up that we're announcing pretty soon. So we're going to first grind in the UK a little bit. And
mostly in the south.
London and Brighton and what was the other
Hastings
one? Hastings.
Greenwich.
Yes. And then we'll head over to the Netherlands, which is where I'm from and where my record label's based. So this release is also a special Record Store Day release. So it'll come out on a 7-inch, actually, with the other song on the B-side. Yeah, we'll be doing a couple of in-store shows and then I think 7 regular shows in the Netherlands.
It's turned into, you know, we had to be here for a 10-day quarantine, even though, you know, I'm vaccinated and everything, still had to be here for a 10-day quarantine. I had to land the day that the government was going to announce new regulations, in which they decided to hold off on the easing of sanctions. And so they extended the restrictions for another 4 weeks, which is what killed this festival we're going to play. Yeah, and like Judy said, this community is just so strong and rallied behind us and didn't want us to, you know, go belly up. So they, folks have really, really come to our aid in booking some shows. So yeah, we got about 5 shows here in the UK, and we'll do, Judy's bringing me out to her home turf in the Netherlands, and we'll do 7 shows there and a bunch of promo there, do some radio and all kinds of stuff. It's I don't take being a part of it for granted, that's for sure.
Well, I think that's all the questions I have for y'all this morning, unless there's anything you want to add.
I would say, besides the fact that Judy and I both just finished recording records, so be on the lookout for those in the near future. And just a big shout out to V2 Records, Americana Music Association here in the UK, and shout out to the House of Songs and Graham Weber, of course, in particular. And also shout out to KUAF for giving us a tour.
Yay! Thanks for not forgetting us.
We love you guys, man. And as always, I've just I'm not only proud to be a part of a community over here, but my hometown community is so important to me, and the support that I get there is what gets me here. So thank you.
Ozarks resident Dylan Earle and Dutch Americana songwriter Judy Blank speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis via Zoom. They've released the duet Never Said a Word. It's available on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Music. More about her at judyblank.com, about him at dylanearle.com. And if you'd like to hear performances from everyone who is part of the House of Songs Songwriter Summit that both Dylan and Judy were part of in 2019, we've linked segments from our archive on The Post for this story at OzarksAtLarge.com.